was a type of bush
that had red berries on it. I think people used to supposedly would use it in tanning.
No, when you said to start out in the bush with red berries, I thought about a holly tree. We have those, but I don't know what would you use in
tank? Have you ever heard of anything called either a shoemaker or something like that?
Yeah, I've heard that, but I don't think it grows around right here.
How do they say?
Shoemaker.
I guess it's a vine, really, that if you get into it, a lot of people will break out, make their skin itch.
Oh, poison oak. Poison ivy. I don't know, there's a difference, but I don't know what it is. One of them has three leaves. I know if I ever see anything with three leaves, boy, I start backing up.
Steer clear. Well, what about some different types of berries that go around here?
Blackberries and dewberries. Now they aren't the same. Dewberries ripen first, and they are kind of sweet. Blackberries are bitter. Strawberries and about gone the limb, I think.
Do you have these berries that have kind of a rough surface? Some of them red. Raspberries?
Mm-mm.
None of those?
Mm-mm.
What people call them, though?
Yes. By raspberry jello.
Yes, ma'am.
But as far as I know, nobody grows those around here. Mm-hmm.
Do you have anything like, as far as you know, any kind of laurel that grows around here?
We have something that we call mountain laurel. It blooms in the early spring, and it blooms in a cluster. And the flowers are kind of turned inside out, you know what I mean, like a cup. And they have a long stem. They have some little stamens in them. They are light pink. They're real pretty. And then we have a wild honeysuckle. That wouldn't be like a rhododendron, though. That would be more like an azalea. Some people call them wild azaleas. But, let's see. That mountain laurel, I guess, would be the nearest thing to what you're talking about.
Is that the same as rhododendron? Are you familiar with that?
No, I'm not familiar with that.
Okay. Say, ask you some things about family relationships. Say a man who is married, if someone asks him who that woman is with him, he would say, that's my
wife.
What would you call a woman whose husband has died? She would be a
widow.
You ever heard any particular